Buried Treasure. The bay was deserted when Tane and his dad got down there. It was still early and the weekend beach crowd hadn't turned up yet. The tide was all the way out. The sea as calm as marble. A few dark birds with thin orange beaks were at the water's edge, pecking at the sand. Though Dad had offered to take it, Tane carried the metal detector. It was his birthday present, after all. The one he had spent months asking his parents for. "You just want the treasure," Tane said with a smile. The detector practically trembled in his arms, waiting to get to work. Dad laughed.
"Hey, I thought we'd agreed. We're going to split everything 50-50.
Tane chuckled. "Maybe." He stopped walking. "What about here?" Dad shrugged his shoulders.
"As good a place as any."
He dug the spade into the wet sand and used it as a leaning post.
"Let the searching begin."
Tane nodded and rested the end of the bright yellow metal detector on the beach. He slipped his arm into the support and grabbed hold of the handle. It was a bit like the crutch he had used after he'd twisted his ankle. Tane stared at the console. "Which button?" Dad looked at it. The choices were jewelry, coins, or all metal.
"Put it on all metal. We don't mind. Any kind of treasure will do, right?"
Tane flicked on the power switch. He put the headphones on, and with a hopeful breath, he began to swing the disc over the wet sand, back and forth. Tane half expected to hear a beep straight away, and was a little disappointed when he didn't. Dad saw the look on his face and smiled.
"It might take longer than a whole 30 seconds.
Tane and his father searched the sand for what seemed like forever, from in front of the barbecues to right over at the far end of the bay, by the boat sheds where the beach went round to a rocky point. Tane's arm was getting tired with the back and forth sweeping of the yellow wand. His ears felt like they were glowing hot under the headphones. And all they had found were a couple of bottle caps, a crushed-up can, and about $1 in loose change. Tane was beginning to think he'd asked for the wrong thing for his birthday. The skateboard would have been better. Using this metal detector was tiresome. The detector beeped again, and once more Dad dug in the sand with the spade where Tane told him to. But it was just another small coin.
"Hey, better than nothing," Dad said.
But Tane wasn't convinced. "Maybe we should go back home."
"How about we try higher up the beach?" said Dad hopefully.
They were almost back at the place where they had started when the detector gave off a loud beep. Tane went over the sand a few times. Whatever it was certainly bigger than a coin, bigger than a tin can. It was quite deep down, too. The indicator said so. Tane managed a smile. Maybe this was it. Buried treasure. "Here, Dad, here!" He tapped impatiently at the sand with his foot.
"You got it."
Dad scratched at the surface, then dug out a spadeful, and then another. The treasure was in quite deep. They were down almost half a ruler length. Then the spade touched something soft. As soon as he saw it, Dad stopped. Tane dropped the detector onto the sand and knelt down. It looked like the corner of some sort of a cloth bag. Tane began digging at the sand around the bag.
"How did that get down there?" said Dad.
Tane grabbed the corner of the fabric and pulled. It was really stuck. Then he moved the bag from side to side, as if it were a giant loose tooth, until finally it came free. The bag was nothing special, just a dull cloth bag with a zip. It looked like it had been buried in the sand for a while. It didn't look valuable.
"Go on then, open it up," said Dad.
Tane worked at the zip, covered over and jammed with sand, and reached inside. The bag was mostly empty. Then Tane's fingers closed in on something. It was a camera case, stained by seawater. Not a gold necklace or a wallet stuffed with green notes, just an old camera. With a sigh, Tane handed it to Dad. Dad took the camera out of its case. It was one of those small ones, the kind that would fit in the palm of your hand. It had once been silver, but ages of being buried in damp sand had rusted the metal and ruined the lens. There was no way it would ever work again. Tane looked disappointed. Not exactly a precious stone from Aladdin's cave of hidden treasure, is it? He said.
No, it's not that, said Dad, but I wonder whose it is.
Dad managed to open the small section at the bottom of the camera. Strangely, the memory card looked like it hadn't been damaged at all. Dad held it in his palm.
This might hold some clues, he said.
Back at home, Dad slid the card into the slot on his laptop and waited for the little wheel to stop spinning.
The mystery of the bag in the sand might soon be solved, Watson, he said in his best British detective accent.
Tane smiled. He had to admit, he was starting to get a little interested himself. Dad tapped at the mouse eagerly, and they were glad to see the folder open up. There were lots of files. The camera must have been almost full when it got buried. They were holiday snaps of an elderly couple. There was something familiar about them, but Tane wasn't quite sure what. There were photos of the couple by the sea with grins on their faces and arms around each other. Another of them leaning up against the railing of a large ship. One of the woman holding a koala bear. Another of the pair standing in front of a giant aquarium with a shark swimming behind them.
Nice holiday, said Dad, taking out the card and closing his laptop. You know who it is, don't you?
Tane shook his head.
I'm pretty sure it's Mr. Adams. Owns the bakery on Newton Street.
Tane had a confused look on his face.
Mum gets our bread from there all the time, said Dad.
Tane still didn't recognize him.
Shows how much grocery shopping you do, Dad said. The camera's dead, but he might want the memory card back. Let's return it to him, shall we?
It was quiet at the bakery when they arrived. It didn't look like there was anybody behind the counter, just rows of golden breads and pastries. But when they went in, the little bell above the door tinkled like birdsong, and a man popped out from behind the ovens at the back. Tane saw it was the same man from the photographs, though he looked less relaxed. Dad had been right then. The baker came to the counter, dusting the flour off his hands.
What can I do for you? Said Mr. Adams with a smile. We're all out of croissants, but I have some lovely cinnamon rolls just about done.
Actually, we're here to give you something, said Dad, though those rolls do smell great.
Oh, really?
Said Mr. Adams, a little puzzled.
I'm Leonard Miller, and this is my son, Tane. Dad said, offering his hand. Tane found something of yours at the beach today. He was using his brand new metal detector.
Mr. Adams shook their hands.
Really?
He said again, looking Tane up and down, none the wiser. Tane handed him the bag with the camera. It's not much to look at. The camera's a little ruined, he explained. But the card still works. We tried it at home.
And then we recognized you from the photographs, added Dad.
The baker took the bag, still a bit puzzled. Mr. Adams opened the bag, and Tane saw a look of happiness cross his face, like a ripple on a pond as he recognized the camera.
I don't believe it, he said breathlessly. I don't believe it.
Without another word, Mr. Adams came from around the counter and locked the door to the bakery, putting up a close sign.
Come, come,
he said, leading them through a door marked Staff Only and inviting them into his office. Mr. Adams sat down at a desk covered in papers and coffee cups, and adjusting his half-moon glasses, he carefully took out the memory card, no bigger than a postage stamp, and put it into his computer. His hand trembled.
My wife and I lost this camera just after we'd got back from our trip to Sydney last year.
He shook his head.
We couldn't think where we'd left it, and you've found it. All these months later. Clever boy.
Once he got the file open, Mr. Adams started clicking through the photos.
Here's Val and me at the Opera House, and one of us on the harbor cruise, and some of Val at the city gardens. Such lovely flowers and trees,
he said, turning around with a smile. He went back to the computer and carried on scrolling through. Tane wondered if they were going to be treated to a rundown of the entire Adams holiday. He hoped not. Finally, Mr. Adams stopped at a photograph that showed his wife, her face glowing, holding a tiny baby. He sighed.
That was the first time Val got to hold our granddaughter, Alice. Look how beautiful she is,
he said, his voice barely a whisper. Tane wasn't sure which one Mr. Adams was talking about. Mr. Adams took a sharp breath, shaking his head slowly, and Tane thought he heard a quiet sob. The baker took off his glasses and rubbed at his eyes. He went silent for a moment or two, his head bowed. Tane stared at his shoes, not sure where he should look. He could see even Dad was feeling uncomfortable.
"Forgive me," Mr. Adams said at last with a sniff. "But Val passed away shortly after that trip."
"I'm so sorry," said Dad. "I didn't realize."
His voice went quiet. Mr. Adams turned around, but instead of tears, Tane was surprised to see the baker was managing to smile now.
"I can't tell you how happy I am you found that camera,"
he said, patting Tane on the arm, his eyes sparkling.
Those were the last photos I took of Val, and the only ones I had of her with Alice. Such memories, he said, like gold dust.
Mr. Adams chuckled.
And they had gone totally missing until you found them. You're a bit of a hero, he said to Tane. Now how about that cinnamon roll?
Said Mr. Adams, leading them out of the office.
In fact, how about a baker's dozen of them?
He laughed.
Seeing as you've done me a big favor, how many in a baker's dozen?
He asked Tane. In the car on the way home, Tane quietly reached into the bag and pulled out a fresh roll, sticky with sugar and warm to the touch. He tore off a piece, then another. He reached for a second roll.
I've been thinking, he said, his mouth full. We did find some treasure in the end, didn't we, Dad? That card really was gold, wasn't it?
Mr. Adams even said so himself. Then he added, that metal detector is a cool present. He couldn't wait to tell Mum about Mr. Adams and his photos. How Dad and he and the yellow metal detector had saved the day.
Too true, said Dad, and a bag full of hot rolls is treasure, too.
He caught sight of Tane chewing away beside him.
Hey, not too many of those, he told Tane softly with a shake of his head. Besides, half of them are mine. We had a deal, 50-50, split right down the middle, remember?
Oh, right, said Tane with a smile in between bites. 50-50, I almost forgot.